Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, with your 8 a.m. update on Hurricane Matthew. We've just issued our intermediate public advisory. Maximum sustained winds are still at 120 miles per hour. A major hurricane just offshore of the east central coast of Florida, not far from Cape Canaveral, still moving off to the north-northwest at 13 miles per hour. We'll get back to the details of the track forecast scenario in just a moment, but showing the latest radar, you can see clearly, and I'll describe for the folks who are just listening, that the center of the hurricane is offshore of the Cape Canaveral area, but there are hurricane force winds, especially in gusts occurring on land. Tropical storm force winds are already starting to arrive on land in the Jacksonville area in general, and the windy conditions and the persistent heavy rains are extending a considerable distance inland in central Florida, and that is beginning to be the case more and more in northern Florida, in the First Coast region, and the weather is going to go downhill from here in the Jacksonville area, and it's just starting to rain off and on in the extreme southern part of Georgia. So in Georgia and South Carolina, your weather's not so bad now, but it's going to be getting a lot worse. I want to emphasize a few things about the hurricane relative to what is happening on the coast. First of all, a lot of attention being given to the fact that the center is offshore and has remained offshore so far. The center of the hurricane is not always the center of action. The rainfall and the storm surge and the wind hazards are still going to impact land areas of the east coast of central and northern Florida and Georgia and the Carolinas, regardless of whether or not the center actually ever comes ashore. It's going to be close enough, a strong enough, big enough hurricane to produce the wind and the water hazards, regardless of the exact track of the hurricane. So again, reviewing the track forecast scenario, moving generally to the north-northwest and then making a turn to the right very gradually in almost the exact same shape of the coastline of Georgia and South Carolina. And we don't yet know whether or not the center will ever come ashore, but we know that there is a significant potential for the hurricane to remain close enough to the coast, strong enough and large enough that hurricane warnings remain in effect all the way through the east coast of central and northern Florida, the entire coastline of Georgia, and a good portion of the coast of South Carolina, and beyond that, tropical storm warnings in effect. In addition, we continue to have our prototype storm surge warning that is valid for a large portion of the east coast of central and northern Florida, includes the portions of the Jacksonville area, the St. Johns River, and then the coastal areas of Georgia and South Carolina. And it's not just an immediate beachfront problem. It's in Georgia and South Carolina, because of the complexity of the coastline and the low-lying areas, the storm surge has the potential to penetrate inland to some distance. And that is why emergency managers have called for evacuations in these areas. And if they are telling you that you need to go and that there is still time for you to evacuate, you absolutely need to leave now before the weather gets too bad in your area that it is no longer safe for you to take protective actions. You don't want to be one of these people who's caught in a dangerous situation and help can no longer come. 9 out of 10 fatalities in U.S. tropical systems in the past have been due to water. Don't be one of the people that is part of the history we have to write on the fatalities from Hurricane Matthew. More to continue with updates from the Hurricane Center throughout the day. Live from Miami, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.